morning, Paul.
Good to be with you, Kim.
Great to be with you too, Minister. Now, you were here on Friday in Batemans Bay at the Botanic Gardens. What were you up to in Batemans Bay?
Well, the immediate reason for being here was firstly to mark the reopening of the ABC transmission tower at Mount Wanderer. As your listeners would recollect, that was knocked out on, I think, New Year's Day in the bushfires. And, of course, Grant Broadcasters, the owners of 2EC, made their transmission tower available to the ABC. It was a great example of the Aussie spirit of coming together in a time of adversity. And the ABC and the government are very grateful to Grant Broadcasters. Of course, that was also a time when I know you personally and your colleagues were working around the clock, keeping your listeners informed about the bushfire threat as it raged up and down the south coast of New South Wales, where people should go, when they needed to evacuate. So important, the work that you and your colleagues did, and people in the media all around Australia serving our community in a time of need. And it was really nice to be at the Yirrabadella Regional Botanic Gardens, talking there at the ABC event and just seeing some of the regrowth on the trees in front of us. It was pretty heartening.
The trees look amazing. They're all fluffy. It's a beautiful scene.
They are. It just reminds us that while, of course, these were frighteningly intense bushfires are a natural part of life in Australia, and regrowth is also part of that process. So we need to be prepared for bushfires. We need to recognise their severity and some of the increases in severity. And that is where communications is really important. The work that radio stations like 2EC and others do in keeping your listeners informed. You know, one of the standard pieces of advice we give people is, in this time of, you know, the internet and mobile phones and so on, people can think, oh, well, as long as I'm connected, I'm okay. But I guess the first thing is, yes, it's very important to be connected and have communications, but always follow that advice from the fire authorities. Mm. Don't get lulled into a false sense of security and think, okay, well, if I'm connected and it's safe to stay at home, you've got to follow that advice from the fire authorities. The second thing is the role of radio. You know, it's a very good idea to have a transistor radio with fresh batteries that you've got in the house, because if your phone network goes down, then radio's still going to be there.
Yeah, that needs to be part of your get ready pack. I was talking to Inspector Kelwyn White from the RFS about that recently, and I don't think a transistor was ever in the pack, but I think it's a very good idea now, considering that that's what happened. They either had transistor radio or sitting in your car listening. So, yeah. Now, as Federal Member for Communications, Paul, has anything changed since the fires as far as improving communications in that area during a bushfire time?
Well, certainly what the Morrison government has been doing, working with the Berejiklian government and state and territory governments around the country, is making sure that we're investigating what happened and learning the lessons. Commonwealth Royal Commission bringing down its report. In the communications field, we move pretty quickly. I called together a round table of the chief executives of Telstra, Optus, Vodafone and several others in January. We kicked off some work to investigate what had happened. Australian Communications and Media Authority ran that work. What we found was, at the peak of the bushfires, there are about 150 mobile phone base stations knocked out, many of them here on the south coast of New South Wales, also across Victoria and South Australia, across all three networks, Telstra, Optus, Vodafone. Overwhelmingly, the reason that happened was because of a power failure. Most mobile phone base stations have some backup power, but it doesn't last very long. Mm-hmm. So we've committed a $37 million program called STAND, Strengthening Telecommunications Against Natural Disasters. And one element of that will be co-funding with the mobile phone companies longer lasting backup power to get it up to a standard of 12 hours. And there'll be several hundred base stations that are going to be retrofitted to get to that 12-hour standard. That'll be so important because, as many of your listeners will have experienced, we did lose power and therefore coverage to quite a number of base stations up and down the south coast. Very challenging for both permanent residents of the area, but also the many tourists who were in the area at the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when people needed to buy fuel or food, if the mobile goes down, the FPOS goes down as well, as
That's
everybody
right.
knows. And so I think we've learned some important lessons. We've also got a new memorandum of understanding between the phone companies through their peak organisation, the Australian AMT, Australian Mobile Telecommunications Association, and the energy companies. So there's better knowledge sharing between them, because the connection between power and the network continue to operate is critical, and we can certainly do better in terms of that knowledge sharing.
Yeah, great. And also, do you want to just give us a little update on what's happening with the NBN?
Well, one of the other reasons I'm in Batemans Bay is because we're opening a new community hub. And this will be a NBN facility that's designed to give locals information about what the NBN can do. There'll be a couple of staff there and some equipment, some demonstrations of different kinds of equipment. We're also launching what are called three business fiber zones. So just a few weeks ago, we announced a $4.5 billion upgrade of the NBN, the next stage in its development. And part of that is funding for 240 business fibre zones around the country. Now, in a business fibre zone, and there are three on the south coast, Batemans Bay, Nowra, and then what we're calling generally Shoalhaven, which covers a range of smaller towns. If you're in a business fibre zone, it means if you're a business, you'll be able to order an optical fibre connection with a two-way speed, so same speed up and down, of up to 1 gigabit per second or 1,000 megabits per second. And don't worry about the sort of technical jargon there. That's really, really fast broadband. And for businesses that need that sort of connectivity, this is quite a big deal for two reasons. Firstly, you won't be asked to pay an upfront cost, whereas up till now, people have been facing an upfront cost for these business services to get that first fibre connection to your business premises. It could be a few thousand. In some cases, it can be tens of thousands. So that's gone. NBN will incur that cost itself. Secondly, the wholesale price of business broadband historically has been in different geographic zones, the cheapest being in the CBDs of our big cities, and then successively higher the further you get away from the CBD. So if you're in a business fibre zone, you now get CBD pricing. That'll mean in regional areas, significant price drops. And in the business fibre zones on the south coast, the three of them that I've mentioned, there'll be price drops of up to 56%.
Wow.
That'll be in the wholesale pricing, and that'll be reflected in the retail prices. So I'd say to business owners, and here we're probably talking about, you know, medium-sized business owners, and above, if you've been thinking about optical fibre, if you've been thinking about that super high-speed connection, but for whatever reason you haven't pursued it until now, talk to your retail service provider, whether it's Telstra or Optus or Vodafone, TPG, Vocus, whoever it might be. Ask them about the business fibre zone. Ask if you're in a business fibre zone, and tell them to give you some pricing, because you might find it's very significantly different to what you were quoted last time you asked about it. And for a lot of businesses, that high-speed broadband connectivity is just so key. And these are some very significant new options for businesses.
Excellent. Well, Minister, it's been great having you in the studio with me this morning. Thank you so much, and nice to see you in the Yirrabadalla.
It's been a great pleasure. Always a wonderful part of Australia to come to. I've enjoyed coming, and hope to be back again soon.